Welcome to pod number 7.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe we've done 7 pods. That's like almost 2 months worth of pods.
Pod number 7, and we have a new name yet again. We are changing it from pod name TBD because it is no longer TBD.
We deed it.
We deed it. Do you want to say it?
It's, one sec. 2 peas in a pod with Ryan Ginger.
That is what we're going to settle on for now. Woo! We might change
it
again.
Thank you to Alessia and Justin for those names.
Yes, shout we out like to them both a lot. Of them. Friends of the show.
Also, like to welcome back producer Sam, who was absent for the past 2 pods.
Say hi, Sam.
So, one? Really? You only missed one?
Where were you that you missed our podcast and it was unacceptable?
I was at school.
Yeah, at least you called in.
And at least you called why aren't you in school today?
Because it's a PA day.
Oh, I missed those.
Yes, they've already had 2 PA days. Like, isn't that so stupid?
I can't complain. I once had 6 snow days in 10 days.
Yeah, the legendary double triple.
The legendary double triple snow day. You know, if you're from St. Mary's.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say. All right, never mind. I forget.
Should we just... we're also missing the omnidirectional microphone this week.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're not going to have any guests this week, because we don't have the proper microphone to have a guest. Because if you notice,
sorry about that.
The only voices you will hear on this pod are likely Ryan and I, because we are the only ones with microphones.
Noah and Giordano will chime in, because of course later on today we do have the license plates. So you'll hear Giordano, and I'm sure Noah will give his opinion on something at some point.
Yeah.
He's nodding. He says dog, so that means yes. Dog means yes.
So we'll just get let's get right into things.
Here's
and
what
I
we're
think
talking
this
about
is
today.
The most okay.
We'll give
yeah,
a rundown.
We'll give,
preview.
Okay, rundown. Fantasy hockey,
which is going to be a long topic. We'll start with that.
The Jonas Brothers, which I am.
I don't know if you can hear Giordano's laughter in the background, but I hope you can.
Anyway, Jonas Brothers.
The Leafs and Wings game that we went to. Engiving. How crappy the Canada jerseys are. The States
license,
ones are bad too, but specifically Canada's.
License plates. Bang, marry, kill.
What does YWR mean?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Okay. Rant is windy side of CEI.
And we're not
talking about the Tigers.
Sorry, guys. I don't like baseball.
We don't like baseball, and the Tigers suck. Screw Detroit. Moving on to fantasy hockey. Okay, it's been a couple weeks since we filmed a pod. We took a week off. We're sorry for that, but I uploaded both the other 2 pods now. So in the time that has passed since we filmed our last pod, we have both had the fantasy draft, and we're on week 2 of our fantasy league.
Right.
So let's start with talking about the draft, and then we can get
and
into
I'm going to try to not get too worked up about it. But
well, I don't think you're that worked up. You're pretty happy with who you got.
I'm very happy, but I don't appreciate the fact that everyone doubts me, and I have the best team in the league.
After 1 week, she's got the best team in the league.
I'm just saying that my team is... I won't say I have the best team in the league. I will say my team is among the top based on results, and my team is gelling right now.
Well, we're only a week and a half in. We'll see. But do you want to talk about who you drafted on your
team? Yes, I drafted Patrick Sharp.
Yes, she did.
Woo! Sharpie, I love you. Shout out number 10.
I apologize to all the listeners. If one of us had gotten Patrick Sharp, this pod would be much more interesting because Selena would be very angry.
Yeah, and I'm really happy. I got him third round.
Third round?
I also drafted.
I thought it was second round.
No, third round.
Okay.
I drafted Patrick Kane, another Blackhawk, and St. Louis was my
second
rounder.
In the first round, she picked Kane.
And Patrick Sharp. What's the big deal? Darren Dreger took him 5th overall in his fantasy draft on TSN.
Well, Darren Dreger doesn't know anything about hockey.
Yeah, he's dynasty.
What did Bob
McKenzie
pick?
He's won like 5 years in a row.
What did Bob McKenzie pick?
Bob McKenzie retired because
he's too
good.
Speaking of 5 in a row, 5 bitty games in a row I have won. Suck it.
I also have Johnny Oduya. Great pickup.
She picked him up off waivers, though. That wasn't off the draft.
It's okay. And now I have Brent Seabrook.
Those are your Blackhawks.
Yeah. That's all I have, right, Sam? I also have Tyler Bozak and Dave Boland, who I love so much. Oh, my God, Bozy.
No.
Siebes for Vezina. Hashtag.
All right.
So what about your team?
My team, I had the 3rd overall pick. So basically I was choosing between Ovechkin and Malkin because obviously Crosby and Stamkos were gone. So I picked Ovechkin, but it was a really tough decision, and I am not regretting it at all because he has been killing it for my team. I also ended up with Pekka Rinne and Roberto Luongo, who I thought were going to be stellar goalies, but they are pooping in the bed right now, and I'm not very happy with them. But my pick of the draft came up off waivers. I got Thomas Hertl, and he scored 4 goals in a game this week, and I changed my name to Teenage Mutant Ninja Hurdles.
I'm Team Patrick Sharp, like always.
Also, I stole Nazem Kadri and Jake Gardner from Giordano. Giordano, you want to talk about that at all? Yeah. Oh, Giordano's coming over. He's going to come over and
wait,
talk about it.
Okay, I'll
I'm going to predict he's going to say to each their own, same or cheers. Oh, no, he's leaving. He was going to say to each their own to me, but he doesn't want to say anything now. Noah, do you want to talk about who you drafted? The listeners? Listeners want to hear you, Noah.
I got fucked there. I wanted Phil Kessel, and Jordan stole him from me. That's it. That's all I have.
He really wanted Phil Kessel.
If we want to talk about week one results, I slayed the Slayer.
Cooter okay. Slayer went down.
Went down. Ryan, did you win?
I did not win. I lost to my brother, Mike, who you've heard on this pod.
The most important stat from week one is that the mechanical engineers are undefeated and the civils have not won.
Not true. Andrew Taw has won one match.
Against Jordan, who is not a mechanical.
Andrew Taw, who knows nothing about hockey and called Evgeny Malkin Evgenio Malkin as his first pick. Evgenio is the only civil engineer who has won a game so far. Hey, cool. I remember I had the most points in the league for the half the season last year, and then I ended up in eighth.
Did you win the soccer? No, I actually won.
Points in the league don't matter.
Selena Lazarin and Team Patrick Sharp won the soccer cup for the 2013 NHL season. And I know what you're going to say.
What was I going to say?
Go ahead.
That there's an asterisk there because it was a shortened season. Same thing with Chicago's win.
You can say to make you feel better.
It doesn't make me. No. Well, it does make me feel better, but.
I would like to move on to say.
I've also won. I won the league 2 years ago. We didn't have a trophy then, though.
Still on the topic of fantasy hockey, my brother was part of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I changed my team name a lot. I was also Noah Top Dante Bottom before that.
Anyway, my brother, co-owner of Ryan's team, posted in the league message boards yesterday. This was totally, like, I did not tell him.
I don't know about that. We all think that you had something to do with it. I don't believe that.
In a league of engineers made up predominantly of males, how did you all not hand your cocks in after a girl won your fantasy league? Seriously, I consider each and every one of you to be less of a man because of it, especially you, Giordano.
Giordano was pretty rattled that he got called out by name in that. We were all pretty surprised. But obviously, that's extremely sexist, and I think that's pretty rude. That's pretty sexist of him to say that, and you know we don't have that value at all. As men.
So embarrassing for you guys. You guys are more sexist than him.
We are not sexist at all.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Giordano beat Brian in ping pong, so he can suck it. Well, Giordano was a little bit hurt. He was pretty rattled when he heard it. He was.
Jay,
no one, we can't hear you unless you come talk to the microphone, Jay.
I sense a rant from Jay, even though nothing.
Here we come. Brian's going to listen to this pod, too.
To a man who didn't even draft a team. He comes into this league and thinks he owns the place? No, he didn't draft anybody, though. He came in, and all of a sudden he has a team. I don't think that he has the right to say anything. He didn't draft the players. He's with Ryan.
I would like to say, you know what, Giordano? You have no one to blame. Ryan Vink. You invited him in the league as a co-owner, and then he goes...
I have no one to blame but Selena Lazarin, because if she was not his brother, then I would never know Brian. So, yeah, I'm blaming the parents of him, actually. No, I couldn't blame your parents. I couldn't do that.
You know what, Jay? You're entitled to your own opinion, but it's really true that everyone lost to a girl.
To each their own, Selena.
That's an undeniable fact.
And we're sexist?
Same.
Oh, you guys lost to a girl. Doesn't matter to me who I lost to. But you see,
it's a big deal.
I'm saying, but you're making more of a point that you're a girl. You think that you're at a disadvantage because you're a girl. I don't care if you're a girl or not. It's a league. You're having fun. You're the one thinking it's sexist.
So? I don't see the problem.
Imagine.
I don't understand that.
Imagine.
Anyhow.
Also, I'd like to just point out that the civils are redeeming themselves. Both the civil mechanical matchups are being won by civils right now.
How many of those are there?
There's only two this week.
Well, I'm beating Steve, so that's all that counts.
Steve's a robot created by Mike and I.
And I would also like to point out that Ryan put up a poll this week.
Oh, yeah. And Selena was voted the most overrated.
I am the most overrated team in the league.
Yep.
One, my team is completely underrated.
Nope.
Everyone said my team was a piece of crap right from when I drafted them. No one had respect for my team. Then I go and win my matchup last week. I was in the top three highest scoring teams in the league. And this week I'm beating everybody. So one, my team is first of all underrated.
No.
Two, my team is proving themselves. I do have a wonderful team. How am I even in the running for the most overrated team? And why am I winning?
Everyone, we called your team crap. Because it is crap, but we called your team crap.
It's not. Can you?
Let me. I'll explain to you. I'll explain to you. I let you talk. I let you talk. Let me explain to you. You said your team is underrated because it's performing well. No. If your team was performing poorly, then it would be underrated. It's you're overperforming right now. That's why you're overrated. Your team is crap. They're doing really well right now, so they're overrated.
You do not know the definition of what
you don't understand that overrated.
You absolutely if
your team is
doing
so well, they're overrated because there's no way they're going to keep up
this
performance.
Can someone tweet in and tell Ryan he's wrong?
No.
When a team is overrated, it means that it means that everyone thinks that they are amazing, unreal good when they're actually average. That's what overrated means.
That's you.
It means underrated. No. Overrated means your team is average, but they're doing no. Overrated is when everyone thinks your team is amazing, but they're actually average.
Oh, I am.
Underrated.
I don't know.
Is when
I'm on the fence about what I think. I think your team is shit in general. That's what I think.
Underrated means no. I have to finish my definitions. Underrated is when your team is awesome, but people don't give you enough credit.
That's not
That's
your
my team.
Team.
I'm underrated. Yes, it is, Ryan.
No, it is not.
Everyone says my team is crappy, and I win.
You won one game.
I won one game,
it's one game in a 19-week season. Let's see
where
we.
It's ridiculous.
Let's see what happens at the end of the year.
Pool, and let's move on. You're a really awful commissioner, and you need to stop changing my name. Go on the record. Ryan Vink needs to stop changing my name.
I don't know
it
what you're talking
not,
about.
What's the
Someone
word
keeps
I'm looking
adding
for?
An asterisk
it is
to
not
Patrick
ethical
Sharp in her name,
to,
and I don't know who keeps doing it.
As a commissioner with power to change team names, it is not ethical to go in and change someone's team name to something that they don't approve of. Okay.
I have Brendan Shanahan on my bench, so.
You dropped him, I saw.
No, he's on my bench. I picked him back up.
Well, that's a bad decision for your team because he's not going to get any points.
How do you know? He might come out of retirement. He might Dominic Hasek this thing.
All right, Sam, let's move on.
Can we, while we're on hockey, just quickly touch on Joe Thornton?
Yeah, that was funny. Let's talk about that.
For anybody who doesn't know about what happened, Thomas Hertl, as I mentioned earlier, scored 4 goals in a game. And his last goal, he came in on a breakaway and went between his legs and roofed it. It was a beautiful goal. But everyone's saying he's showboating because he's a rookie who's only played 3 games. So they asked Patrick Marleau in the dressing room, do you think Hertl was showboating? And then Thornton comes out of nowhere and responds, shut up. Have you ever played this game? If I scored 4 goals in a game, I'd whip my cock out. I'd whip my cock out and stroke it.
I want to see a video.
Hold your mic closer. Hold your mic closer. I want to see a video of that, too.
That's so funny.
Joe Thornton instantly went from, like, a player that I don't hate but I don't really care about to, like, one of my top 20 favorite players.
I love that song so much.
Good for him for being it's honest. I love it.
It's true, though. Like, what's a big deal?
Yeah, not many people scored 4 goals.
Especially in the third game. Like, go for it.
He's the captain. Is Thornton the captain of the Sharks, or is it Marleau?
I don't
know. Sam, can you look that up? Who's the captain of the Sharks? Because if anything, he's taking heat off of Hertl because everyone's, and that's a leader move right there to take the heat away from Hertl.
He's made it seem funny, which you
either that or he
so
just
funny.
Didn't care and just I'd whip my cock out and stroke it, not
all
just
right,
whip it out, right. He'd stroke it. Now basically, I want to see
laughing.
Thornton score 4 goals. So.
All right, so now I'm going to move on to the topic of the Jonas Brothers. This is a very sensitive issue, so Ryan, I'd appreciate it if you please respect my time right now. I'm in mourning.
That would be
okay?
The first time that I respected something of yours.
Don't
so.
Say the first time. Don't start with that. You said first time.
I don't
time.
Know what I just did. I don't know. Okay, before we get into it.
The captain is Joe Thornton.
Oh, not Marleau. I'm surprised.
Anyway, Jonas Brothers.
I'm not good at being sensitive, so I will try my best.
So... Hashtag. Oh, wait.
We got dead air right now. No one can hear what Jordan is saying. Let's move on to Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, but I'm scared that no one's going to... It's going to muffle out. Anyway.
Don't worry about it.
What is this list that no one cares about?
Jonas Brothers. Moving on. You guys do your own side conversation over there.
Yeah. So Jonas Brothers. Hashtag JB2013. Okay, it's on. They are back together. They went on tour. They announced a new album, 5, set to release around this time it was supposed to. And they are just on a roll, making appearances, doing promotions, making new music videos, releasing new songs. We go to their concert on July 13th, and we met them, and it was the best day ever. And, like, Jonas what do you call it? It's not Jonas Fever. What was the term for that? I don't know. Like the sickness for Jonas Brothers. I don't know. Anyway, that was at an all-time high for us because it was, we just love them so much. They're set to start their tour today, actually. It was really exciting that they're going to go on tour today. But 2 days ago, random announcement comes out, and they break everyone's heart, saying, tour is canceled due to a deep rift within the band. What is that? The Jonas Brothers, like, broke up.
That means that one of them banged one of their wives.
No, like...
Or one of them.
It was because of the musical direction of the band, but I actually cried. Like, I went home. I told you I would cry.
That's pretty embarrassing for you.
I told you I would cry. I went home, and I cried because the Jonas Brothers broke up, and they are everything to me. They were my first loves. They started me on the boy band track, and now I am... Now I am just a mess.
Did you guys
and I don't
snuggle?
Know what to do with myself. Yes.
Oh, sisters.
And it hurts so bad. Like, I would rather One Direction, like, never have existed than have the Jonas Brothers break up. That's how deep my love is for them. And now they're done. And they're brothers. Like, how does this happen? 2 days before a concert.
They're not the first brother band to break up.
I'm actually mad at them. I am really upset at them. They made us all these promises, just like their song Sorry. Sorry for breaking all the promises I wasn't around to keep, and I am so mad at them that they would do this to us. Nick, how could you?
It's all Nick's fault. It's not Kevin or Joe's fault. It's just Nick's fault.
Well, it's all their fault.
Nick's probably the one that put his pee-pee somewhere he shouldn't have.
Nick's the most dedicated.
You? So Sam banged all three Jonas Brothers. You're the reason they broke up. Is that what you're saying?
That's my rant, and I'm still completely
distraught. I would be okay with that.
Distraught.
Okay.
I'm distraught about it, and I never...
Why are you playing music?
I really hope that this Jonas Brothers breakup...
Noah's playing a Jonas Brothers song in the background.
No, Noah right now is playing When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers, which is going to be my wedding song. I'm going to dance that on my wedding day. Song plays when I'm having my first dance with my husband, I'm gonna start crying. I'm not gonna start crying because I'm so happy that I'm married or whatever. I'm gonna cry because I'm still gonna be heartbroken over the Jonas Brothers. Okay. Next topic. I don't talk about it anymore.
If I died, would you be less upset than if the Jonas Brothers broke up?
I'm more sad if you died.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. That's not what I thought you were gonna answer, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Yes.
All right. Leafs Wings, let's go.
Leafs Wings. We went to the Leafs Wings games 2 weeks ago.
One sec. I would like to pass my microphone over to Noah Giordano. I'm really excited about the game, but I feel like this is a good time.
Okay. Noah, get over here. Get on the pod. Noah Brister, everyone. Twister Brister. Twister Brister is entering the pod.
I enjoyed
it. Hold on. This was your first NHL game that you were watching, right? It was a preseason game. Phil was suspended for chopping at the Buffalo guy, obviously. Why was Brett not a true fan? Why was Brett not a true fan? You already said it. It's okay. Yeah, you're not a true Leafs fan unless you actually think that the Leafs can win every game and win the cup every year. Like, we may be delusional, but you're not a real Leafs fan unless you think they are going to win every game. I am totally a real Leafs fan. I like both teams equally. We've went over this many times in the pod.
Ryan, you're not a real Leafs fan because you like the National Predators equally.
Yeah, so I am an equal fan of both. Yeah, I like both. Do you want to talk about how close you were to the Leafs? There was a quarter-inch glass separating you from Clarkie, JVR, Bozak. Noah's pants were a little bit wet. I can't. But But for warm-up, we got right down there. We were right close up against them. And unfortunately, they lost. But we did get to boo Alfredson a lot, which is a Maple Leaf tradition to boo Alfredson. Yeah. The guy in front of us, I don't know if he was a really weird Canadian or an American or what, but according to him, because we didn't eat the jalapenos, we were un-Canadian. Also, according to him, Canada doesn't export maple syrup at all. He's like, I was like, you'd be un-Canadian if you refuse maple syrup. And he's like, we don't even have any maple syrup. I'm like, 75% of the world's maple syrup comes from Canada. There was like an $80 million maple syrup heist last year. Yeah. Like, this guy was just ridiculous and gross. And he kept trying to photobomb the people in front of him. He was so hammered, too. And I'm pretty sure he was a Montreal fan. Which, really, let's just say that speaks to his character right there. Yeah, he sucked. Oh, the fact that Brett liked him should be a warning flag right there. Moving on. Sam has given us the move on. Engiving is a... started 3 years ago, so this was a third annual Engiving. Basically, one person, it was me this year, just cooks a lot of food, and then everybody buys in for $10, and then we go and eat the food. And I guess traditionally now we have a potato-making competition between real potatoes and fake potatoes. And for some reason, people like fake potatoes better, even though real potatoes is better for you and takes more work and tastes better. But I tied this year, which was better than losing last year. It was good, though. We probably had about 30 people from all 4 years of engineering in the CW. Frosh aren't that great. There's just so many. Yeah, the Frosh, it's just there's so many Frosh. Well, it's because there were so many Frosh this year, you didn't get to hone in and get to know each of them individually. There were some there, and I have hope that Engmas, there'll be more, because everybody that came to Engiving will probably come back, and maybe they'll bring some friends. Engmas is better because we do gift exchange and then board games afterwards, because there's no classes. We're done classes, but exams haven't started yet. Slap season is open, and people are taking advantage. I got commissioner slapped the other day. Selena's been slapped many times. You've started a huge slap rivalry with Cam. We're going to have Cam on the pod, hopefully within the next one or two pods. He's also known as Cooter Slayer. And we'll talk about your slap rivalry with him. But him, he's been going at you hard. Brett's been slapping pretty crazily. The leading slap right now so far was definitely the one on you at Engiving. Cam has the slap of the year. I either need to see it or get a video of it. So I need to see it in video or in person to judge. But the season is long. There's plenty of time to slap some necks. And Dante has proclaimed that he will not slap anyone until he slapped Fonz. And Fonz is paranoid. He is so paranoid. The other night we were here, Dante had gone home, and he's like crouching and hiding his neck. And he's like, I don't know where Dante is. We're like, Fonz, Dante went home, you crazy bastard. No, you totally can slap Mike. He just won't do anything. You could slap him a million times in a row, but he's too proud to like admit that it hurt. No. Yeah. You were too far away. I can see your sound level. It's not high enough, but it's better now. Yeah, it's better now. But that's Engiving, and slap season is open. So we'll update you on the greatest slaps and slap fouls. What is next? Oh. I guess this will be my rant for the week. You know what? I knew it was bad, and I was upset a little while ago when I saw it. But then I saw a picture of this year's jerseys versus the 2010 jerseys, and I own the 2010 jersey. And it looks like an absolute pile of dong poop. I don't know why I said dong poop there. I was going to say dung. It just looks awful. All right? Honestly, it looks like Esso or Petro Canada made the jerseys. That's what it looks like.
like. It's just
there's nothing stitched onto it. It looks like a practice jersey that you could get at Walmart and is a knockoff thing that you bought in an alley in Toronto. It's just like, and Nike has millions and millions of dollars that they probably spent on making this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they crapped the bed.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't understand. They had both the Canada and the American ones. I'm going to talk about Canada, but the American ones were just as bad.
Let's just really hope that the whole look good, feel good, play good thing does not apply in these Olympics, because then we're going to have a showing like we did back in
Torino.
2000, what was it?
Torino, 2006.
2006.
We finished seventh. That was bad.
Yeah. So let's
it's
hope
already
it's
overseas, and Canada has not done well overseas.
Like, they're just gross. Like
they're brutal. I don't understand how they thought this was a good idea. Like, I want to walk up to the whoever was in charge at Nike and slap them right in the face.
Like, the 2010 ones I actually liked.
2010s were awesome.
Because, like, at first I was upset that we couldn't use the Hockey Canada logo.
But then
the ones that they came up with, I really liked it.
Sweet.
I thought they were really cool.
I don't understand why they need to do the same thing.
Why can't we use the same one?
It doesn't look like an NHL jersey at all. Yeah. Tweet that from our podcast. They look brutal.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
It's unprofessional. It looks like crap. I don't know how they did this. Quite certainly, I hope no one buys it and they get no money.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm curious to see what the sales are going to be because it's going to
be so bad. I definitely
don't
want one. I'm a hardcore hockey fan. Why would anybody buy that piece of crap?
Okay.
Let's move on.
License plates.
License plates. Jaybird, come over here. We got our license plate time. So let's just talk. While Jaybird's coming over here, we have a whole team of people that send pictures to Giordano. He's got his mom, me and Selena, Noah. There's a bunch of people, and anytime we see a license plate, we send it to Giordano. I know I've sent two to him, so I'm going to pass the mic, and Selena, you can talk with him about it.
Let's tweet these pictures, too, from
yeah,
the pod.
Tweet these from
the
producer Sam,
out.
Tweet these from the pod. Here's Giordano.
Well, recently there's been a big increase in the number of license plates I've found. Well, everyone's found. It's been a very good group effort finding all these license plates. Well, the other day, I was at Costco, and this one said, I meow too. That one made me a little bit upset, actually. That one, I kind of sat there for a second. I'm like, why? Why do we have to live in a world where this is acceptable? Where somebody can see this and actually legally give this person his license plate?
How do you think of that, too? And it's like, awesome. Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to put that on my license plate. Yeah. I meow, too. Yeah. What? Are you a cat?
It's a sad showing. It's a sad...
What was Cam's grandma's?
Love to quilt. That was Cam's grandma's. We don't have a picture of that
love
one, but
to
he
quilt.
Told us that.
Someone posted a picture on Facebook of the Love to Quilt license plate, like someone's Cam's Facebook, and then Cam's like, oh, that's my grandma's.
I think that's so funny.
Also, at the university here, I found a car that said Big Mouth on it, and
ooh,
a big
gross.
Yellow truck. I'm like, this guy is the most obnoxious person ever. Although I'm sure that's probably someone that we probably know. Or
I found D Zudes. It's D D Z U D Z. Really? D Zuds. Really? That's pretty gay. It's some guy's last name apparently. Zuds.
That's bad.
That's pretty funny. Okay. Something about Zuds 1, Zuds 2, Zuds 3, they all have the same license plate on their cars for their last name.
And also the other day I saw one, it's
Laura Donna,
Swim
I found
taxi.
That. Oh yeah,
don't know what that means.
I was with you for that one.
Swim Taxi?
Swim Taxi.
Like a car doesn't swim, nor is it a taxi. So I was kind of really rattled by that one. And
L Boots? L Boots.
My favorite one
Grohl?
Of the day, this one I actually kind of accepted a little bit. There was like one of those Volts, the rechargeable cars there. Mm-hmm. It said like plug it in. That's what the license plate said, plug it in.
Wow.
I was like, ooh. You know, that one I'll pass by, I'll accept it.
JJ forever. Four with a number four.
That one should be
JJ
mine.
Forever.
What,
other
ones
what was the other one I saw? The other one I saw was so stupid.
No, Syntax was old. That one's old. Can't they make it?
Oh, picture? This one, Jay. Yeah. It's so kind. So kind.
So kind.
But so is spelled S-E-W. So
oh,
kind.
Oh, so kind.
Yeah, so kind.
Oh, Noah's seen
like a red
the same
bug.
One.
To, yeah. So
you know
kind.
What, listeners? If you see a custom license plate that you think is ridiculously
join the team.
Obnoxious
join
and
the
stupid,
cause.
Tweet at PodNameTVD, and Giordano will be rattled when he reads it. But we want to see your pod. We want to see your license plates. At JLiberty13, at PodNameTVD for now. And we will let you know. Moving on to the next topic, the strike.
basically, strike is over. That's all we need to say. Strike is over. Thank God. Get those dickheads back to work.
Yeah.
And let us do our labs.
Screw you, QP. I almost lost my accreditation for this semester because of you.
Yep.
You suck. If we didn't get enough lab hours, which we weren't getting, we would have had to repeat this semester, which puts engineers a year behind school, and we would have got no money.
Because
back.
We're better than everyone else in the school, and we're the only ones that would have to do that.
Yeah, and it
would have
sucked for us specifically, and I had no sympathy for them striking at all, because their demands were ridiculous.
Right.
But they're finally
right,
back to work right now, and I'm going to give them a stink eye, because I probably won't say anything, because I'm a bit...
I don't even know who they are, so it's fine. If they're not wearing their signs,
I'm
going to
give everybody a stink eye. Just in case they're a QP worker.
Okay, but how long have we been going for?
It's only 3 o'clock, so we've been going about 35 minutes. 30 minutes. We're good. We're.
What does it say, Sam?
We're good.
Half hour.
Half hour. There we go.
Sick. So do you want to go to Bang, Mary, Kill?
Yeah.
I don't have one for you because you're tough to pick for.
You can
Bank.
Consult Noah and Giordano about it. I'll give one for you first. I'll give one
Noah
for first.
And Jaybird.
Here's my Bang, Mary, Kill for you. You guys start thinking of a Bang, Mary, Kill for me over there. I'm going to give you Cher Lloyd.
Okay.
Demi Lovato.
Okay.
Demi Lovato. And who was that last one? And...
Fifth Harmony, as a group.
Who?
A whole group?
Emma Watson.
Oh, okay.
So to recap, Demi Lovato, Emma Watson, Cher Lloyd.
Oh, that's pretty easy, actually. I would marry Demi Lovato, I would kill Cher Lloyd, and bang Emma Watson. That's pretty obvious
probably kill
for me.
Demi Lovato.
Would you pick the same, Sam? Yeah.
Okay, how about
sorry,
Emma
Cher,
Watson,
I love you, but...
Cher Lloyd, and Selena Gomez?
I'd kill Selena Gomez. I'm so sorry, Noah.
Noah is so mad.
That's obvious, though.
I just said that because I wanted Noah to guess.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Noah. But, and then, you know, same.
Noah does not want to be a friend
of the pod. I kill
Selena
Gomez and everyone else moves up a level. Noah, I'm coming to the show with you, okay? That means I'm a really good friend.
Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Harry Edwards.
Ooh. Oh my God, I'm going to gain a lot of enemies from this show. Because I know what I would...
So would you say you know who you'd slay?
I guess I know who I'd slay. But I don't want to say this. Okay.
Be honest.
Yeah, I know. I'm scared that I'm going to get, shot, though.
Oh, you're going to... So that means... Okay, just go ahead. No judgment. No judgment.
I would kill Taylor Swift.
Oh, you bastard. I knew you were going to say it.
I would bang Selena Gomez, and I'd marry Perry.
You think Taylor Swift is not as good looking as Selena Gomez?
I'm not judging by looks. I'm judging by how much I like them.
Okay, who's better looking? Who's better looking?
Who's better looking than Taylor Swift?
No, no.
Oh,
Taylor
yeah,
Swift
Selena
or
Gomez.
Selena Gomez. No way. No way.
Selena Gomez is a lot better looking than
Have
Taylor Swift.
Have you seen my laptop background?
She's so awkward and lanky and tall.
I'm awkward and lanky and tall.
And Asian. She's Asian.
Wow.
Ryan's done.
Yes, I'm really happy. Thanks, Noah. Me and Noah are friends again. Yeah.
I don't want you talking
in this pod
anymore.
I would have no problem with Selena Gomez if she didn't turn to singing. I think she's a good actor. I love Wizards of Waverly Place. Good show. Shout out.
Okay, let's move on. Your turn.
Did I tell you about when I gave Life with Derek a shout out in class, in my media class the other day, and everyone was loving it?
Oh,
they loved
we
Life
forgot.
With Derek.
After this, we have to do your elective update.
Oh, yeah, my elective update.
Can you
okay.
give me a Bang, Mary, Kill, please?
Guys, who's a good Bang, Mary, Kill for Ryan? I don't even know.
Do you want to do men or do you want to do women?
Hugh Jackman.
Ooh,
oh, it's going to be
I love
okay.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, Tom Hanks. And
those are good ones.
Hmm.
No, there's a good one. You could put a third one in here that would absolutely
and you know
this.
Who it is. You know
oh,
who
I'm
the
not
going to
tell
is.
You who it is, but there's a third one.
Hugh
that could
Jackman,
really wreck me.
Tom Hanks. No.
I'm not going to tell you to make it
Gosh,
worse for me.
Gosh, who's the third one, Sam?
I don't want to kill the third of my three favorites.
Gosh, I need to know who the third one is.
She's going right now. She's got Hugh Jackman because she knows that if I had to bang one dude, it would be Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Multi-talented,
Tom Hanks,
and really good-looking, and Wolverine.
And
all girls should want to bang Hugh Jackman.
Things I feel like I know
oh, you
who
know.
This last
Once
person
I tell you,
is.
You're gonna be upset,
and I'm gonna be so mad at myself if I don't figure it out. Can we come back to it so I can have time to think about who it is?
Sure. We'll come back to Bang, Mary, Kill.
Sam, think about it.
Do you want to? Let's talk about Selena's elective.
My elective update. All right, so I didn't go to class this week.
Oh, you skipped.
I skipped class.
Unless you go.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, this is the story for this week.
Well, can I just ask a question first? Because I remember talking to you last week, but we didn't film a pod. Hasn't Alessia withheld notes from you because now it's a competition?
Yeah, but she thinks that's like hurting me, and I'm like, I don't care. I probably wouldn't want the notes anyways because I'm not going
to
study.
And didn't she want to work with you on something, but you're like, I have real classes?
No, we don't really have anything to work on. She always like feels bad that she never gives me the textbook, and I'm like, please, you're like making my backpack lighter. I don't want that textbook. So I didn't go to class this week because I had an exam the next day, and I'm like, well, obviously, you know, I got to do what's important. I'm not going to class. But we had our first assignment that was due. So my assignment just doesn't make any sense. Like, we had to read an article and summarize it, and the article was, like, very intellectual, and I read it. Well,
you read it but didn't retain any information.
Yeah. Well, it was a 3-page summary. I wrote a 3-page summary on a 4-page article.
Wow, so you just copied
because
the entire article.
Because I was allowed to pick the article that I wanted to summarize. I got to pick.
Oh,
and they're all like 29 pages, 47 pages. And I'm like, screw it. I'm picking one that's 4 pages. It was about the federal election in the States in 2008.
See, that's
and I didn't
understand why they make us do projects on another country. Shouldn't, like, the
No, like, I got to pick it.
Oh,
like,
you
I didn't
got
have
to pick
to.
It.
I got to pick.
Because I remember in data class.
I picked
class,
it solely based on the fact that it was 4 pages.
I was mad when we had to do papers in data class and everything was American. We live in Canada. Why don't we have papers on stuff
that,
in
yeah,
Canada?
That is annoying.
I know we're close to the border, but still.
Yeah, so, you know, I write it, and I didn't understand what the article's talking about, so I made up my own stuff. So I'm really hoping that
Well, I don't
my,
understand American politics even a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I hope that the TA marking it doesn't read my article, because I won't be able to tell you anything about it. I don't know. I don't know what it was about. I made up my own stuff that made sense. You know, Obama's black, so and Sarah Palin was white. Or, I mean, a girl. Sorry.
Well, she was white and a girl. You're not wrong.
Yeah, so they both had their minorities and, you know, all that shit. So I made... Oh, shoot, I bleeped. But, yeah.
So what's your
so
expected
I handed it
grade
in.
On this?
I don't know, like a 70 maybe. I'll be okay with a 70. Yeah, hopefully it's higher
good.
Than that. I followed all the rules, so I don't know. We'll see.
70's awesome.
I didn't put much effort into it.
Okay.
And then, wait, when it was due at the beginning of our class. So I was upstairs in CEI studying, and Alessia was waiting for me in like the main area of CEI to go study together, or to go hand it in. And I was like, all right, I'll be down soon. And because I was like in the middle of doing a question. So she texted me, she's like, hurry up. So I went down, and like she wanted to like start running there because she didn't want to be late to hand it in, because if she was scared that if we were a minute late, he wouldn't accept it. I'm like, who does this guy think he is? Like, he's not Altenhoff, you know? Like, he's not going to do that. So she's like sprinting down California trying to get to class, and I'm just like casually walking by. I'm like, I don't care. Stopped, said hi to Oliver.
Oh, Oliver's still on campus?
Yeah, I saw him the other day. I stopped and said hi.
I just assumed
and unless
he dropped
was
out
just
again.
Like, you know, speed walking, I'm just like, I don't really care. And we get in, it's just, right. No one cares. And I was like,
we'll see how you do next week.
Anyway, I'll let you know what my mark was, and I'll tell you what Alessia's mark was, and see how that worked out.
Do you want to rant about the windy side of CEI?
Oh, there's a windy side in CEI, okay?
CEI is the Center for Engineering Innovation. When we say CEI from now on, it means the engineering building.
There's only, like, a very limited study spaces here. There's a few tables. You're lucky if you get one. Sometimes, well, you come up the stairs, and one end is, like, awesome. Like, it's really cool. The tables are awesome. The other end, it's windy. There is a draft. You need paperweights to hold your papers down so they don't fly away.
And
where this draft comes from, I don't know. But it's so windy. It's like, what the heck? I don't want
to
study outside.
You
like, why are you giving me an outside environment? I don't want wind. I need a sweater. Yeah. So that's my rant. Why is there a windy side of CEI? Why is this happening?
Andrew Todd's happy
understand.
With it over there because he's already got his sweater, so he's good.
There
is
Why
a
is it windy?
I don't understand. I don't know where the wind comes from.
Yeah.
That could
I
be,
think
you know what? Maybe
it comes from like these pipe things.
That should be your capstone. Where does the wind come from
where
in
does
CEI?
The wind in CEI come from?
Okay.
How to make a windy. It's like a wind tunnel.
Yeah, maybe that
maybe
is.
That's,
it's a secret wind tunnel.
That's where they do their studies. Like in
you know
the
what
windy
else we
side.
Should touch on? I know I forgot this one. The Spotted at U Windsor account. Have you been,
right,
have you been
Spotted
following
at U
it
Windsor.
All?
No, I don't like it.
Here's,
I think it's boring.
Here's what it is. It is 75% engineers and nurses complaining about not seeing enough engineers or nurses. And then
is it actually?
25% HK or business kids complaining that all it is engineers and nurses.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's a lot of engineers and nurses talking back and forth.
I don't know. I
some of the stuff
once,
on there pisses me off. It's so stupid. The spot at U Windsor is supposed to be like, if you spotted someone at U Windsor, you can send them an anonymous message. This one guy, this is what really pissed me off. I was so mad about this. This one guy puts, to my girlfriend who's not at this university, Why are you writing on spotted at U Windsor to your girlfriend who doesn't go to this university? She's never going to see it, and she doesn't go to this university, and everyone else has to see it. Like, God, I was mad.
I don't know. What the hell is he thinking?
Just friggin' text her, man. God, I hate those type of people.
You're supposed to talk about, like, people you don't know.
I hate those type of people who are like, oh, my God, 1 month anniversary. Like, cool, man.
Monthiversary.
Cool. You'll break up in 2 months. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers, same, imagine.
To
each their own.
Stupid.
What's the other one? There was no other
one. To each their own.
To each their own. Stupid. But it's actually
kind of it because I went on it once and I don't know, just like, hey, to the person who just walked by, you know, you're hot.
That's what most of them are.
I don't know who wrote it and I don't know who they're writing it about. So I don't care. Everyone thinks
maybe it's about you. Selena, how do you know it's about you?
That's why it could be, but how would anyone know? Like, how would anyone know is a thing. That's why it's so, like, irrelevant. I don't know. I don't think it's funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, why don't you talk about the time that someone wrote about you guys?
Oh, yeah, well, okay, we're in the engineering building, first of all. Engineering building, it's the engineering building. It's mostly for engineers, but everyone else on campus decides, hey, let's go study in the engineers building because it's new. We'll go and take their space.
They just want to be like us, but they're not.
There's a limited amount of study space. It should be for the engineers first. And, like, there's HK and business, and they're all over the place. And then they come in here, and they think they own the place. So they come over. We're playing cards at 3 in the afternoon. Don't come to CEI to study during the day because we're hanging out in between our classes. This girl comes over, doesn't even politely ask us to be quiet, just starts yelling at us to shut up. And then we gave it back to her. Like, sorry, what are you in? Oh, I'm in business. Well, there's a lovely building called Odette you can go to, and that's the business building. Don't come in here and tell the engineers what to do. So then she writes on spotted at U Windsor. Someone wrote about her to the girl who just told the engineers to shut up, thank you, or something like that. And then a whole bunch of engineers posted her and tore her a new butthole.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Rightfully.
That's awesome.
Quenz was first in there. Shout out, Quenz, friend of the show, just for doing that. Great job.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
There's a lot of people who, God, it pisses
me off. Welcome, Quenz.
Today, some business, I didn't tell you about this yet. This is the first time I'm telling you. In our in engineering economics, before you had that class, we're doing our lab, and then this business guy comes in, and he had supposedly booked that room for a business class exam, even though we're in that room every single Friday at 8:30.
Like a prof or something?
A GA. So then he starts arguing with our GA about it. And then he's arguing about the GA at the front, but they're quiet. We can't hear anything. And all of a sudden he turns to class. He's like, hey, guys, your lab is canceled. There's an exam in here. Everyone needs to go right now. And then our GA is like, no, the lab is on. Get out of here. So right in front of everyone, he stood up to him and argued with him.
He should.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Get the hell out of here, business. This is the engineering building. We have class here every week.
How do you say you booked a class that's not available?
It's not.
That's total BS.
He was an idiot. And then he's trying to throw his weight around.
I'm sorry, people in business. We actually have school on Friday. Don't come in here and assume that every room's going to be empty. We actually do work.
Here's what we thought.
Every day.
Here's what we thought was going to happen.
GTFO.
We were hopeful that the lab was going to get canceled. Because we were like, midterm trumps lab, right?
No, engineering trumps business.
But then we thought about it, engineering trumps business. Yeah. So theirs got moved, not ours.
Yeah. We sound so cocky.
It's not cocky if we're the best, so. So yeah, it's not cocky, it's true. You're TW, baby.
Do you think it's showboating? No.
Oh, man, Awkward Brian just walked by the studio.
AB.
Oh, you missed him. He was looking good. He was finger deep in nose.
I'm really pissed off that my GA didn't show up for office hours.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
That's not acceptable.
It's really not.
We have our machine dynamics midterm on Tuesday, and Monday's Thanksgiving, so that's not going to work out.
He's like, screw you guys,
and
we're going home.
So she needs the last office hours possible for this exam. And so I was going to look for her, and she didn't show up. So then I ran into my other dynamics TA, and he said, I don't know where she is, but you can send me an email and I'll get back to you on the weekend. I was like, well, thank you for at least helping
Cheers.
Me.
Cheers. We'll
but
see if he responds to you on Thanksgiving
weekend.
No,
he's pretty cool. He's cool.
What?
His name is Ryan Smith.
Oh, is he white? He's a white GA.
I was trying to relay that message to you.
Yeah, I know.
When, saying
Ryan
that,
Smith
so I told you his name,
white.
Ryan Smith.
Oh,
free tuition.
Producer Sam saw tuition today.
Yeah, was he high?
Was
Probably.
He? Tell me about what you observed. What did he look like?
I don't know. He looked like he didn't know what was going on.
That's tuition.
Yeah.
Classic
he was
tuition.
Like, he was kind of like singing a song but wasn't listening to music. Like
yeah.
he was, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah,
it was
classic
weird.
Tuition.
Hey,
stoned
we should,
out of his mind.
Hey, let's tweet the link to his rap video. Have you seen it?
He has a rap video?
Can you, you need to see this. Tweet the link once okay. the pod is up. I'll show you after this.
Yeah,
you're
going
to piss your pants laughing. It's so funny.
Okay. We got two so topics bad. Left. You still have to give me the Bang, Marry, Kill.
I can't think of the third person,
Pretty
Ryan.
Easy. In the meantime, I guess I'll give you a would you rather. I have a couple ideas just off the top of my head. Would you rather have no teeth or one tooth?
That's a good one. Oh, shoot.
Hey, did you guys hear that? Would you rather have no teeth or one tooth?
That's a really tough. I don't know.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me your answer and then defend it.
Does the location of this tooth matter?
We'll say front. Front, middle.
Okay.
Top.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I know what I would pick.
Can you get fake teeth?
Like dentures?
Yeah.
No.
So it's either you're stuck for life with no teeth or for life with one tooth.
Yes.
That sucks. Either way, I don't know neither.
Yeah, pick one.
I'll just say.
Defend your answer.
No teeth.
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because if it's one tooth, it'll be annoying and get in the way.
Yeah, but at least you can still like maybe chew a little bit with that one, right?
No, you can't. It's lose-lose, right? There's
I'm
no
not going to lie. I would pick no teeth, too.
Yeah,
chewing
like,
would be awkward with that one tooth. It'd probably hurt.
It would just get in the
like,
way.
Gum on tooth
just,
all the
I don't
time.
Know. It'd be so awkward. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who is this third person? This is driving me insane, Ryan.
So you're
Hugh
giving
Jackman,
me Tom Hanks, Hugh Jackman,
Tom Hanks, and there's someone else who I'm missing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Beans?
No, not Beans from Even Stevens. Kill Beans.
Okay, is it Ryan Gosling? Not Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds.
No,
it's
don't
not.
Really care about either of them. Jake Muzzin. I don't know who I'd pick there. That's not a bad one.
Maybe
but
you know what? I can't think of the other one, and I'm actually upset at myself that I don't know who it is. The third
if
one.
If I tell you, then you can't.
I'm
gonna use
be
it.
Like, oh damn. Okay.
If I tell you, you can't use it. So I'll tell you.
Okay, I won't use it, but I want to guess myself by you giving me a hint.
Okay.
Like, I won't use it now, you say
okay.
that, but I just
you're
going
to try to guess
yeah.
who my third top
yeah.
would have been.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Then give me a hint.
Oh, you want me to? No, I'm not giving you a hint. Fuck you. Damn.
Okay, then I can use it, then.
If you can guess it in, like, the next 2 minutes, because I don't want to just have 10 straight minutes of us arguing about
okay,
this.
Okay. Can we play 20 questions?
Yeah, but you can't use it.
I won't use it. I just want to guess it.
Okay.
Is
we're going to play 20 questions to pick who the third
okay.
person of my Bang,
well,
Mary, Kill would have been
tough. Obviously a guy.
Yes,
is
one
he
question.
An actor?
No, two questions.
Is it Elton John?
No, why would it be Elton John? Hold
okay,
me closer,
okay, okay.
Tiny Dancer.
He's an actor. Is he over 50?
No. Four.
Is he in his 30s?
Yes.
He's in his 30s, eh? Is he in any recent movies?
No.
Has he won any Oscars?
No.
Oh, man.
We're at seven.
Can he also sing?
Irrelevant. I don't think so. I'm going to say no. I don't think so, though. I don't know for sure.
Okay, no, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. That's eight.
Fine. Okay. Is he on TV? Or
sometimes.
In movies? TV or movies?
Oh, like, is he in TV shows or movies?
Yeah.
No. Four.
What do you mean no? Like, I don't understand.
He's not in TV shows or movies.
He's not, but he's an actor, he said.
I never said he was an actor.
Yeah, it was
are
the first question
me,
I asked.
Oh, I said he's not an actor. He's not.
Oh. Oh,
I
wow.
said no to that.
Is he an... Oh.
Oh, what?
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Roger.
Yes.
God.
How did you not think of that? You know I love Roger Federer.
Because I was thinking
I'd actually probably rather... It's like close between meeting him or Taylor Swift. I actually might pick Roger Federer.
Because I was thinking actors.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I thought like Hugh Jackman and Tom Hanks, we were going on the theme of actors.
Yeah, but if you gave me Hugh Jackman... The most attractive, Tom Hanks, my favorite actor, and Roger Federer, my favorite guy ever, that would have been tough. I would have had to kill one of those three.
So I'm assuming Roger would win.
I would definitely not kill Roger. I'd have to choose between Hugh or Tom.
I think you'd kill Tom Hanks.
I don't know who I'd kill because you can't use it, so I don't have to make that decision. You gave that up when you couldn't come up with them.
Joe Sakic,
Paul
Kariya,
and
Oh, no, no, I got this, okay? Tom
Donald's
Hanks,
giving us my
Hugh
ideas.
Jackman, Emma Watson.
Oh, you gave me two guys and a girl. Okay. All right. Obviously, I'm not killing Emma Watson because she's gorgeous and a female.
Okay.
No. Okay, I got to think about this. So I'm killing either Hugh or Tom. They're similar in age. They're both married with kids. Hugh or Tom? God damn, I respect Tom Hanks so much, but I think I might have to kill him.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, Tom. I know you're in Apollo 13, but I kill Tom Hanks.
So you know what? You know
I either have to bang a dude or marry a dude, but you know what? I think I'd probably bang Hugh Jackman and marry Emma Watson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now I know what your order is if I were to substitute Roger Federer in there. You wouldn't kill Roger Federer. You'd still kill Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but that's different because it's a guy. I don't know. I definitely don't think I'd kill Roger Federer. I don't think so. He's youngest of the three, too.
You can't.
He's youngest of the three, too. So I think Tom Hanks is the oldest of those three, which is why I killed him partly. Yep. He's had a good life. He's like 57.
Yeah. He's a legend. That was a good one.
That was good. That was a pretty good thing.
No.
Nobody can hear you, Giordano, so I'm not going to repeat what you said.
All right, get out of the pod.
On a separate, unrelated note, not that I care in the slightest, but go Red Sox. So, not that I care. Go Red Sox.
Go Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays.
It's playoffs, right?
Let's go Blue Jays. Yeah, they're not in it. They're out. They're awful.
Go Jays, go. Okay, so, hey, Giordano, why don't you go for the Jays? Get it? You're Jays.
Yeah, why do you like the Jays? Your name is Jay.
So are the Leafs, but you still go for them.
Way to sell out your
country,
Leafs, you bastard.
I like you guys.
We only
I'm sorry.
Have one team.
That was just a rattle, Giordano.
We only have one team, and you don't even cheer for the team from our country.
That is true. That is so true.
Yeah, he's got nothing to say to that.
Jay's coming.
Are the Toronto Blue Jays a team of Canadians? A full team of Canadians?
They have Brett Laurie and two other Canadians.
That's a whole three.
Okay, that's
a team
more than
of
teams.
A thousand.
That's
people,
because
that's baseball.
Hey, name another MLB team who has more Canadians than the
Blue Jays.
Go for it. Go.
Okay, so now you're saying in hockey then too, we should go for the team with the most Canadians.
Like of the last four NHL teams to win the Cup, at least 60% of the players have been Canadian on that team.
So I'm not allowed to be a Leafs fan?
I never said that. And the Leafs, for the first time in years, are like at least 60 to 70% Canadian. In fact, they're like 60 to 70% Ontario-born players. Man, look it up. Don Cherry talked about it. Let's look at the Leafs roster, okay? Ontario players. I know Bozak's from Winnipeg. So is Reimer.
Oh, my God, they are? The best people are from Winnipeg. So is Taves, and Sharpie was born there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was born in Winnipeg and moved
Boland
to Thunder
Bay.
Boland
is a Toronto boy.
That's right. I know things.
Clarkson's a Toronto boy. I'm blanking right now. Franzen's Canadian. Fraser's a Toronto boy.
Dave Boland.
I said Boland was first
oh,
one I said.
Sorry.
And then baseball.
Kadri's from London.
The difference between hockey and baseball is that hockey's awesome and baseball sucks. Okay.
Baseball does, yeah. But you still need to see Moneyball.
Yeah, I
like
really
want to
watch it.
Moneyball. So what? After exams, first thing, watching Moneyball.
Yes, please.
And we'll talk about it on the pod.
So basically, how long have we been going for?
We're good. We can wrap it up.
All right. So it is Thanksgiving weekend, and Ryan will be getting a car when he comes back.
Oh, I forgot about this. I'm gonna have a car by the time next time we have a pod.
Woo!
I got tweet me with some good names for the thing.
Okay.
My laptop is named Lucy and Gwen, and my banjo is named Savannah.
My laptop is named Newton, Sir Isaac.
Newton, sir, in that order, not Sir Isaac Newton. Newton, Sir Isaac.
And Robin's car is named Sadie.
Sadie. Okay, that fits. He's got a really old car.
Yeah.
That's a good name for it. So tweet me with some names for the car. I'm excited to have it.
Would like to just say one thing. I was the last Friday, actually, I wanted to go to bed, but I got sidetracked because I was Googling Sir Isaac Newton.
The father of engineering, pretty much.
Yeah, I was Googling him, and I read his entire Wikipedia page. And the tree that
bore the apple
that fell is around still. And I want to go on a pilgrimage to
Where
see
is
that
it?
Tree.
Is it
changed
in Washington?
The world. No, it's in England somewhere. There's a rumor it's either one of two trees, and the tree's either at some university somewhere or somewhere else. So I want to go and see both these trees.
If we
eat the apple, do you think we become
smarter?
Probably.
We should definitely get one of those apples.
But the trees' sons are also around. I want to go to England. I want to see these trees. Like, it's changed the world.
It's a must.
Gravity.
Well, we didn't...
Everything we know.
The tree didn't make gravity. Gravity existed before.
The tree inspired.
Okay, sure.
You know, gravity always existed, but the concept, people did not understand.
The tree revealed gravity to
they
humans.
They never thought about it. They were like, whatever, it's just how it is. It's how it always okay. was.
Well,
Newton was like, saw the apple? Wow.
Shout out to the tree.
Why is everything falling exactly towards
something? Yeah, we should definitely check it out.
Then you have calculus, you have engineering, you have force, you have everything.
That's your cool fact. There's your cool fact for the day. Love cool facts. Anyways, I've had to go pee for the last 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's go. Let's go pee. I hope you enjoyed episode 7. See you in episode 8.
Bye.
Tweet at podnametbd, at SelenaML, at Arvink10, at RealProducerSam, at JLiberty13, at Noah Dane. Somebody tweeted Giordano. He feels left out. See ya. Bye.